What a long day cooking and cleaning and pampering you. I bet you enjoyed every moment of it. Of course you did. Why wouldn't you? Keep that attitude up, and you'll make me regret not just making you my thrall after all. All I wanted was a simple life with you, where I could forget the struggles of immortality. Just enjoy a simple life. So far, I would say it's going according to plan. Granted, we can't exactly do daytime activities, but, well, that's a given. Isn't it? I hope it isn't causing you too much stress. Not ever seeing the sunlight, that is. You seem to take to nightlife quite well. For a human, that is. Your skin has grown quite pale since I took you in. I must admit, I miss the flushness in your cheeks. Well then, I suppose it's a good thing you look amazing, no matter what. Your mistress is thirsty. Won't you oblige me? I'd like to take a drink. If you would be so kind as to offer yourself to me. Oh, my trained little blood bag. Oh, hush. I'm only kidding, of course. You know you are so much more than. Sweetness. Did I really offend you? You know I would never mean to. It was only a joke. You are my love, not my blood bag. I only take what you offer. And I am incredibly thankful when you do offer. But you know I would never, ever drink from you if you did not wish for me to. Plus, I admit, your blood tastes sweeter. When you submit. What? Too sadistic for you? I thought you liked it when I was mean. Just a little. Alright, alright. I'll stop teasing you so much. What's gotten you in such a mood today? You usually never mind my jokes. But they seem to be getting under your skin more than usual. So there is something on your mind. What is it, my love? Don't be afraid. Tell me what's on your mind. You know I love to listen to you talk. Just thinking about what? It's all right. I'm not going to be cross with you. Out with it. Really? That's what's been on your mind? My promise to you? To turn you into a vampire. If you've been good. In time, my love. It's not something one should rush into. You have plenty of youth left. My love, there's really no need to rush. Do you doubt my promise to you? You think I would not uphold my end of the bargain? Do you truly have that little faith in me? In us? I thought not. Then why the mood? Has it just been on your mind? There, there. I understand your impatience. I do. I was human once. Time seems to move differently. Everything seems so dire. But I promise you, in due course, you must simply put your faith in me. Can you do that for me, my love? Can you? It is all that I ask. Mind you come to bed. I hate it when you're cross. You know I don't like it. I hate leaving you upset. There, there. Come. It's all right. I would be more than happy to spend eternity with you. Know that. Trust in that, if nothing else. Who would have thought we would end up here? Like this. When I saw you at the auction house, I admired you for your beauty, your courage. When I sat down with you for the first time and you spoke of power, even then you seemed so eager to become a vampire. Inspiring, truly. I remember when I first became a vampire, I hated it. Cursed myself, tried standing in the sun to make it all go away. Of course, my master at the time would not allow it. I resented him for it at the time, but now I'm so glad to be here with you. Things change, I suppose. I'm glad that you will be happy to receive the gift. I would hate to see you suffer with it, but you seem so eager. How can I refuse you? My only hope is that you can learn to control the hunger. Master it quickly. Those first few months will likely be agony. I must at least give you that much. Have a warning, I mean. It's only fair you know what you're in for. What? Sleepy already. No, it's all right. I understand. Speaking to me has bored you to death. No, it's all right. Come rest your head on your mistress's lap. I shall hum you to sleep. Upset? Of course not. This is what you wanted after all, is it not? What is it now? So you do wish to talk. I'm afraid it's too late. I've changed my mind. I no longer wish to speak. Angry? How could I ever be angry with you? Nonsense. No, you're simply imagining it. But if I was angry, how would you make it up to me? I'd very much be interested in knowing. How on earth would you plan to make me happy again? Come on. Don't be shy. What, you think I'm gonna judge you for it? Whatever it is you seem to be considering saying. You and I have been with each other long enough that I can tell when you're thinking something naughty or not. And every single time you do, you always get embarrassed. Never understood why. Although, when you're my age, things like that don't really feel... They don't seem to matter as much, I suppose. Whatever it is you're feeling towards me, or about me, I promise you, it makes me happy. I enjoy it. Almost as much as I enjoy how shy you get. It's cute, really. Even if I can't understand why you do it. You'll see. One day it won't matter. Now go on. Tell me. Oh, you'd rather show me. Well, right. What is it that you would like to do to me to make it up? How adorable. That many kisses. And where, I wonder, would you be placing these kisses? Certainly not on my lips. That many? Why, I'd fear they'd fall right off. I see. Well, go on, my love. Show me. Don't mind me. I'm just enjoying it. You know, I'll admit, this is nice. I'm enjoying myself. You know, you should piss me off more often. You get so cute and needy when you feel like you have to make me happy again. Oh. You know what? I think you deserve a reward for being such a good boy. Sit down. What? You don't want to fuck my poop? But they're so big. They're practically begging for you to put your dick in between them. Don't lie, I know you want to. That's what I thought. I want you to look at me in the eyes. Good. Why? You like it when I treat you nice, don't you? Every once in a while, that is. You really seem to be enjoying this one. So adorable. I hate to say it looks quite delicious. I wonder how much blood I could get. Don't worry, I won't. Although it is kind of tempting. Give me your wrist. Give me your wrist. Good boy. What's wrong? You're gonna come for me drinking your blood? Oh my! I was only teasing. Goodness. I mean, I know that you like it when I do, but I had no idea you were actually that close. Goodness, what a mess you've made. Come here, clean me up. With your tongue, of course. You think I care if it's your own? I said, clean me up using your tongue. Maybe if you do a good job, I'll let you spit it back into my mouth. Good boy. You missed a spot. That's right. Right there. You want to? Say please. Please, mistress. Can I spit my cum in your mouth? Come here. Delicious as always, my love. Did that take that much out of you? You look exhausted, my love. It's alright. You still have only the stamina of a human. I cannot blame you for that. You must rest. I simply can't have you overexerting yourself on my behalf. Come. Lay down. There you are. Does that feel better? It's time for you to sleep. To rest.